I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Football Friday. It's 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by the great Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game shows this weekend and every game. Hey, Jaws, how are you?
Spike, Ike, great with you guys, man. If you don't have some excitement right now, you don't have a pulse. It's time. It's time to go.
See, that's what I'm saying, Jaws. I got the chicken skin going right now.
It's Friday now. Got to calm down a little bit, but we'll get there by Sunday.
Yeah, you still got 2 days to go. So I don't want like to peak today. You know,
we don't have to worry about it. We just talk about it.
That's right.
Right. Well, you know, the energy's important. So
no doubt.
So as far as the opponents that the Eagles could have seen on Sunday, how do you think it all worked out? You know, they could have seen the Packers, they could have seen the Rams. How do you think all this worked out for them?
I think it worked out very well. Now, I would have said that probably 2 or 3 weeks ago because the 49ers were playing good football, but they are just beat to hell. And hearing some of Kyle Shanahan's comments after the game last week that they lost to Seattle, it was like doomsday that they were playing so hard to win that game because they needed a bye week. They needed a week to rest. They were so beat up. You look at not only the number of guys that they have down and out for the season, but the number of starters that are out for this game. And some questionable. So I think the fact that they're beat up, traveling across country to a team that's going to be healthy. We're probably the most healthy we've been since day one of training camp. I mean, it looks like everybody's coming back healthy. So I think, you know, we have the health advantage and the home field advantage, which I think is very positive.
We put such an emphasis, Jaws, on this offense. It's almost like we rely on, I'm just saying fans. It's almost like we rely on the offense to dictate our satisfaction with the team or what have you. And it's almost as if the way they go is how we're going to feel about the team. I throw that out in the playoffs. I'm just wondering, this is a defensive-led team that needs to rely on their running game. What's the offensive formula that you would implement? Not only just – well, we'll stick with this week. What offensive formula would you implement going into this game?
Well, that's a great question. I actually spent some time reviewing last season. Of course, we were the Super Bowl champions, and you know, how did we get there? We had some bumps in the road in the regular season offensively. When we got to the playoffs, it was a totally different picture, and I got kind of the numbers to bear that out. If you look at the four games in the playoffs last year against Green Bay, L.A., Washington, KC, we rushed for 818 yards. We rushed for 818 yards in four games. We threw the ball in those four games for 647. So here's the kicker. Jalen Hurts ran in those four games for 194 yards, almost 50 yards per game. We need to get Jalen involved more in the running game. We know he can handle a pass game. We know he can get it done. We've got to unleash him in the running game. 194, 818 yards in those four games were the difference. We only turned the ball over one time. Didn't fumble the ball one time in the whole postseason. There's one interception in the Super Bowl. So there's the blueprint right there.
Yeah.
Run the ball effectively. Get Jalen involved in the running game as well as the passing game. And don't turn the football over. And we win.
Well, Jaws, that number, the 800-yard number in the four games, is kind of a stunning number to think that that was just a year ago, and we've seen the struggles they've had this year. So let me ask you this. So we've had
I'll interrupt you 1 second.
Yeah.
What jumped out to me is that against the Rams, we rushed for 285 yards. We only threw the ball for 65 yards. That's a high school team. But we won a game.
I didn't even realize that.
And I believe we won on the running game, and we've got to be a little bit imbalanced toward the running when we're in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that was the Jalen got sacked 7 times in that game, right?
Yeah. I didn't realize we only threw for 65 yards.
Yards.
Yeah. Wow.
That's good to keep
and
remember
won.
For some
and
of
we
us.
Won.
Yeah. Yes, we did. So the Eagles rushing attack, have a good running game. Everybody agrees. We look at this Niners defense. They're injured. They have backup linebackers. But I bring you back to the Bears game. All I heard was that they have backup linebackers. They can't stop the run. The Bills game, all I heard is, I'll tell you one thing about this defense. They can't stop the run. So if I were to ask you, give me confidence about why this week will be different, what would you say?
Health. I think that's the number one thing, and all season long, you know, on those pregame and postgame shows, I've been preaching this offensive line has played poorly or average. I'll say, because I've been one to believe in this offensive line since day one. I believe Howie Roseman built his football team through the offensive and defensive line, and the defense line was fine. A couple of injuries here and there, but the offensive line was devastated. I think because of that, there was penetration on a lot of runs and too many negative plays. And once you get off schedule and you get into second and third and long, you're done in this league. That's when you face all the crazy defenses and exotic blitzes and different looks that make it difficult to pick up blitzes. So we've got to stay on schedule. We've got to be effective on first down, stay out of that third and long, and we'll be fine. But I think it boils down to the offensive line. I think we're rock solid everywhere else. The quarterback position, Saquon, the wide receivers, the tight end, the defense is solid. Now, I'd say when I look at the tape, I'm not overly impressed with our tackling. We're going to have to tackle well with guys like Christian McCaffrey. But I think the only question mark I have is, how good is this offensive line going to be? But they're healthy, and that's where it starts, with good health. And Lane back, we're already better. You know that. He's one of the best offensive linemen or best right tackles ever to play the game. So with him back healthy and fresh, huge advantage.
Yeah, and for sure, you look at the record with and without Lane. There's enough data there to say that it may, even this year, I think they're 3-4 without Lane or 3-5 without Lane. So let me ask you this. We're all very confident in the defense. Defense has been great this year. What do the Niners do offensively that they could take advantage? Is there anything the Eagles do defensively that the Niners could take advantage of?
Oh, hell yeah. The Niners are one of the best offensive design teams in football. And Kyle Shanahan does an unbelievable job of I call it with the Christian McCaffrey, I call him the Where's Waldo. Where is he going to be? I mean, he really is a catalyst for anything they do on the offensive side of football. Now, you could talk about the quarterback, the wide receivers, the tight end, you know, Kittle and all those guys. But it all starts with Christian McCaffrey. You better know where he is or he's going to embarrass you. So I think all week, Vic Fangio's probably in practice having that guy. This is where CMC is. This is where he is. You better be where he is because he's going to take you to the football. He really is the guy that they like to use as a decoy, as well as a guy that's a go-to receiver, running back, and he can block. So, and actually, he's thrown passes in his career, so alert the halfback pass in this game, Eagle defense.
Your confidence in Jalen throwing the football if we have to throw the ball? Because if I'm Robert Saleh, I'm not letting the Eagles run the football. I'm going to force the passing game to sort of beat me. Just what are you're feeling on where our passing game is at right now going into the playoffs?
I think we're absolutely fine. I mean, we're fresh, we're healthy. The wide receivers had rest, except for Smitty had, you know, got to 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Had to get that 1,000. Got some bonus money in there, you know, somehow, some way. But I think Jalen's fine. He's played great in the playoffs. I don't worry about him. I don't worry about the running game. I don't worry about the wide receivers. I think we're primed. It's kind of interesting because I'm looking at all the other games through this weekend and the two teams not playing in, you know, that with the bye week. I think this playoff situation is wide open. I think when you look at a team like Jacksonville, even Carolina has enough firepower to win. There's no dominant team this year. No team says, oh, my God, no one's going to beat us. You know, there's no Kansas City right now. And it's just the way the league is. There's parity in the league. I think every game is somewhat of a toss-up.
You know, it's funny. You can look at it two ways. You could look at it that way and say, hey, look, we could do it. And then you could look and say, wait a minute, we're one of those teams too. So
you're right, Spike. You're absolutely right.
So I think I know which way you're going, but we do need your prediction. Give us a score, Joss.
I'm very confident in this pick. 21-20 Birds.
Well,
you know what's funny?
It threw me off with that one.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot of the Birds are going to win, but they're not going to cover. That's you know. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. All right, Joss. Thank you, and hopefully, when you're on next week, we are talking about another Eagles playoff game and not wrapping up what went wrong.
We will be. It's always a pleasure being with you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Joss. Thank you. There's Joss. Always the optimist, Joss. Yeah, except during that three-game losing streak.
21-20.
Yeah. That's a close game.
That's an Ike score if I've ever seen one.
Man. Yeah. They're definitely going to win it by 1 point.
What's the spread?
Yeah. Spread up to 6.
It's up to 6?
It's up to 6. Costas telling us that he thought it would settle around 5. It is opened at 3.5. Now, I was looking.
Six does feel like 3.5. I was like, six is pretty high.
Yes. I think that's where it should have been. And I was looking, 77% of the public money is on the Niners. So
it's on the Niners?
Yeah. So it's crazy. Yeah.
It's good news for the Eagles.
I mean, somebody
unless
somewhere.
Huge money is coming in on the Eagles.
Late.
Moving the line.
No, I just told you.
Why not?
Oh, no, no. Actually, it's not the money. 77% of the bets are on the Niners.
Right.
That doesn't mean 77% of the money is on the Niners. Mm. So there you go. All right. 215-592-9494. The always optimistic Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin? Hmm.
Oh, Dusty.
On mute.
Oh, there he is. Oh, my goodness. I said you're next.
I'm in a bad area. I'm in a bad area.
Okay. Don't talk about the Northeast like that.
Yeah.
Ah, dude. You guys ready for this weekend?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah, Bichette Monday.
Are you?
Am I ready? Dude, I don't care about Bichette right now, Jack. What are you adding?
Yeah, you
mind?
Do. Dude, yeah,
we're
you
about
do.
To see the greatest Eagles quarterback go out there and start a back.
Shut his
back
hole!
In Philadelphia, boys.
Let me ask you this, Dustin.
Talk to me, Big Saul.
Because you're a huge Jalen guy. I want to get your sense.
I'm a believer, dude.
I know. I just let me ask you a question.
Don't get it offensive. Yeah. Don't get it offensive.
Shut up for a second.
I'm right.
Shut up for a second.
Yeah.
In terms of his own position, like, where do you think Jalen ranks on the Eagles? Like, is Jalen a better quarterback league-wide than Saquon is a running back?
Man, dude, that's a good question. Like,
I mean, this
question.
Year, maybe.
Yeah, maybe even this year.
Well, there's a lot of factors into that because then you got to question how good the offensive line
there's,
is.
There's not.
The
it's not. It's not.
Is.
It's. I'm just asking you if you were ranking them.
Me not how a many? Question. How many other quarterbacks I'd rather have in the league that's as my not, quarterback?
Yes.
It's who's better?
Yeah, who's better at their position? Jalen as a quarterback or Saquon as a running back?
A handful of them, but the difference is Jalen.
All I did.
Just answer the question.
You're not even going to let me get through my whole list here because you refuse to answer the question. Who ranks higher at their position, Saquon as a running back or Jalen as a quarterback?
Probably Saquon as a running back.
Okay, who ranks higher, do you think, AJ as a wide receiver or Jalen as a quarterback?
Spritz wouldn't show you the video I showed you last week, and me and Ike were disagreements earlier in the year because I wanted to get rid of A.J. Brown. I don't think he's that good of a wide receiver. He catches everything, throwing them. I think Jalen's better at his position. And if you go back and look at the tape, dude,
Bull.
He's not always open, dude.
All right,
he's
how about
every one of them? Right, go ahead.
Quinyon Mitchell.
He's the second best corner on football.
Yeah, you got to get Quinyon.
What about Zach Bond?
Dude, he's a special teams player that had two great, well, I don't know.
He was almost defensive player of the year last year.
He's two-time pro.
So here's what I'm trying to get to. And I could do Jalen Carter.
I'll give Zach Ball, Matt.
I could do Lane. And
even Devontae.
And here's my thing. Here's my thing. Is that we've all said, you were like, yeah, Saquon's a better running back. Quinyon's better. And yet, when they win a football game, you're saying that Jalen won the game.
Spike.
Yeah.
Do all those players who I agree with you are probably higher ranked at their position, do they win a Super Bowl last year without Jalen Hurts?
Well, who is playing instead of Jalen Hurts?
Without Jalen's performance in that Super Bowl last year.
Well, it wasn't a heroic performance.
He's won since he's been in the league. You guys have to put some respect on his name.
I think you're disrespecting the other players.
He's the eighth best quarterback in football. That is respect.
Yeah.
He has a great team around him, dude.
That's actually
pretty hot. Look at Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest basketball player of all time.
He had
Hall of Famers around him. The guy can't go out there, especially in football, you have one person that's not.
He had one Hall of Famer around him for half of the championships, right? I mean, just Pippen. And then he got Rodman. But that's the only Hall of Famer. He only had one.
Well, Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr's not a coaching Hall of Famer.
Look at all the great players of all time in every sport imaginable.
Yes, but nobody would say, that Scottie Pippen was a better small forward than Michael Jordan was a shooting guard. Right.
Scottie Pippen's one of the greatest defenders of all time.
Dustin's one of my favorites now because he's a lunatic.
Before you let me go.
Yeah.
My buddy called me right after the Kepler went down. Yo, Spritzy, this is a question for you. I want to see your knowledge on the sport because I was wrong with my answer.
Okay.
Kepler got suspended for 80 games, right? And he's a free agent. When he gets picked up by the team, when does that suspension start? Does it start at game one of the season, or does it start once he signs a contract and he's on a team, and then you start your game?
I think it's once he signs.
I thought the same
thing. Makes
sense.
According
to him, I didn't look it up. I called you guys right after. He told me to call you.
But then a team has to sign him knowing that he's not going to be there for the first 80 games.
But also,
well, here's the thing. The financial penalty is not there.
Correct.
And that's the real penalty.
Oh, right. So yes, it's not costing him any money.
It's not costing him anything to miss 80 games if he's not
on the roster. It would, because he wouldn't sign until he admits, so we'd only get paid half the season. There would be a financial penalty because he wouldn't be able to get paid for the first 80 games of the year.
Yeah, I actually think...
I mean, the league is not getting the money.
Yeah, because
they get the money, your fine money.
I think they donate all that stuff.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's what they tell
us. Yeah. I actually think that maybe it is, he just serves it and then can sign. Because no one's going to sign him now.
Right.
So it's almost like he'd sit the entire season. Like, no one's going to...
So in the NFL, it doesn't start until you sign.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Jack, why don't you get that information? Do you have somebody you can text?
Maybe.
Ask?
You ask people?
I don't know. You would have to be on a roster.
About Kepi?
Ask Chat GPT.
Yeah, or you do this to me, ask Preston Mattingly. everyone's like, everything you say about the Sixers comes from Daryl. Ask Preston Mattingly. Give us a score, Dustin.
Man, I think it's blowout. I think the Birds win 37-17.
Oh, yeah, 37.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah. 37 points, yeah.
37.
Sure.
Totally normal.
Yep.
How many times did they score 30? Once they scored 37 this year? Just 38 against the Giants, right?
31 against the Raiders.
Yeah, so 37 they only scored once.
If they meant over 30. I'm trying to think of the times they eclipsed the 30-point mark.
Vikings was 28.
28,
right?
Yeah.
Neither Dallas game.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they don't eclipse the 30-point mark. It's a Giants game, right?
Giants and
Raiders.
And the Raiders.
And the Raiders. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even counting that game.
Yeah. 215. Can you believe they beat the Chiefs? 215-592-9494. Glenn in Holland. You're on WIP. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, Glenn.
What's up, Glenn?
Hey, first of all, someone needs to check the drinking water in New York because of all the ridiculous ideas that are coming out of there. I think they all have brain damage.
Well, Spike ruined the station.
Yeah, I did. I am proud of them. If we have to answer calls about what they're saying at the fan, then they must be doing something right. So,
it's supposed to be Tell the Truth Friday. You should have shut them off. You should have shut them off immediately.
Yeah, that ain't my. Look, it is what it is. I needed to tell that guy he was wrong. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you just ended with, you can't believe we beat the Chiefs. Just remember, we only beat the Chiefs.
The Raiders.
Because
I couldn't believe the Raiders beat the Chiefs. Yeah.
Oh, you can't believe the Raiders beat the Chiefs. Okay. Yeah, there's that. But, so back to the original question. I'm very confident. I think the Eagles are going to win. And, you know, if they had their, full set of defensive starters, then I'm really worried, right? But if we can't get our offense going at all against, what they're putting up on defense right now, it's going to be a crazy week next week, right? Because if we can't score on them, right, that says a whole lot of things about the team.
Well, it wouldn't say anything.
I think we will,
it wouldn't say,
I think
Glenn.
We will.
Glenn, would it say anything we don't already know? I agree with you that if they can't score on the Niners, especially if they lose, there will be a lot of conversations about the offense, but I think it will just reaffirm everything that happened during the year. I think it would be more shocking if they come out and score 37 points, like Dustin said.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not saying 37. I'm going with maybe 24.
I would take 24.
I'd take 24.
Yeah. That brings up something about you mentioned earlier in the show about how, the confidence needle, if we get past this game, for you said the confidence needle was moving. But I don't see it. If we beat the Niners, that doesn't really tell us anything, right? The confidence needle doesn't start moving until we win the divisional round and we can play two halves of offense against, not somebody's practice team.
Maybe. I think, thank you for the call, Glenn. In terms of, I don't know how I'm going to feel on Monday. I will be thrilled that they win if they win. As far as how it looks, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think the city's confidence, no matter how it looks, I think we will get if they win 16-13, offense looks like trash, don't complete a pass in the second half, we will all shrug our shoulders and go, this team we will officially be in this team has just figured out how to do this mode, I think, on Monday.
So what if they, even if the second round game is the Rams? See, that's why I think people wouldn't feel as confident. If you only score 16 against the Niners.
Yeah. And the Rams did, I mean, they put up 26 on us, and they had two field goals blocked, mm-hmm. and they took field goals when they probably should have gone for it. It wasn't like the Rams fit. Now the defense was not as good early in the season as it is now. What do you think? Okay, let's say we win an ugly Eagles game.
People would be trying to talk themselves in. They feel confident that we could beat the Rams.
I think, yeah.
Assuming Green Bay wins and we don't have to play Chicago.
Right.
So I'm just assuming that. That's the only way I'm thinking about the outcome of the game and people not being as excited. We'll be excited Monday because they won Sunday. But then it'll be,
oh, no.
Yes, yeah. Like Tuesday and Wednesday. Then it's like, okay, if we got to play the Rams, I just don't know.
So would you rather go to Chicago or play the Rams here?
I'd rather play the Rams here.
Than go to Chicago?
Yeah.
Jack?
I'd rather play the Rams here.
Yeah.
I think 5-0 at home, baby.
Well, and the Rams will have had to go from West Coast to East Coast, back to West Coast, over to East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, rather than going to Chicago, who will have just beaten their rival at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'd probably. Yeah, but I.
It'd be a good time to get the Rams because of their traveling schedule.
Yes. Yeah. Man. I don't know. All right.
I don't know if my confident meter would be at 8.5.
Yeah.
But.
And I do think line's probably 1.5 Rams. I know Costa said 1. I think it's 1.5. That would be my guess. All right. 215-592-9494. It is a football Friday. What is your confidence level? It's an on-the-record Friday. Man, we have a lot coming up. The back half of the show, very stacked. We will find out if Giglio holds onto the belt. He has been holding onto the belt since before Christmas because we have not had a show.
Unreal.
We will, I assume, hear from Rios for a playoff hype-up speech. Make sure the Rocky music is there.
I haven't heard from Rios all week.
Tommy down the shore.
Tommy!
We'll check in. There's a rumor of new poetry.
Gabagool.
Gabagool. Nice. We got to get an Eat the Gabagool. Anna, is it oil or is it
oil? Oil.
The oil. Oil a second, right? Yeah. Is it oil or is it oil? 205-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know what? Let me tell you something. Tommy down the shore knows one thing. Well, I guess I'll vouch for it. Is that Colonial Hyundai is the place that you have to go for a brand new Hyundai. And that the truth is that waiting is not going to do you any favors at this point. Because getting there now, getting there anytime, Colonial Hyundai is going to solve whatever issue you could think you have getting a brand new Hyundai at Colonial. Is it you don't think they're going to have your car? Well, no. I mean, they're going to have it. They've got a couple hundred brand new Hyundais on the lot. Palisades, Konas, Tucsons, whatever you need. Is it financing? Well, as low as 0%? Could you do better than 0%? I don't think you could. And Colonial is going to make sure you get financing, best financing. Is it your trade? Like this piece of junk, I'm not going to get anything for it. Well, not a Colonial. They give you more for your trade than anywhere else. Warranty. They check that off the box too. America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get over there now. There's no sense in waiting. Colonial Hyundai is on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. 24/7, you can go to ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jack, you actually have to hit that thing because I know for the first time, I actually don't have it in front of me. I don't know where it went. Oh, no,
really?
I got it. You want me to do it or do you
want
to
do it? Yeah, you
got it. All right. 0% financing applies to select new Hyundai models. Offers can't be combined. Includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for full details.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Yeah. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty Kunde. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty Kunde.
He's a mighty, mighty good man.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty Kunde.
Yes, he is.
It's a WIP afternoon. Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We can't get any of the rap in there on 4:30. Oh, there you go. Us respect you to the man that's made a difference in my world.
And although most men are hoes, he flows on the down low. Cause I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That's your 4:30 90s, a Salt and Pepper. Peppa was married to Tretch.
Yes.
From Naughty by Nature, if I believe, if I remember correctly. They were great. They had a good run.
Oh, man, they did have a good run. Are you kidding me? They were the girls, man.
Yeah.
That was the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Definitely started in the 80s, but went through the 90s. Yep.
Salt and Peppa. I'm Spinderella fan.
We will find out if Giglio holds on to the belt in moments. Matt and Maniunk, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
Yo, for my Truth Friday, I'm about to give you some truth, Spike.
Oh, boy.
You know what I can't stand listening on a Friday before the playoff game? You and Jack. Go ripping my man, Jalen.
I wasn't ripping anyone. I wasn't ripping anyone.
Are you confident in him this weekend?
Well, as confident as he is. I mean, I think he will play like Jalen. Yeah.
I mean, does he play like Jalen in the playoffs?
I don't know. He took 7 sacks against the Rams, had a safety, and threw for 60 yards. So, like, you think
it was snowing and he was hurt?
Well, Matt Stafford threw for 280 yards when it was snowing. Like, what are we talking about?
Was Stafford hurt?
Jalen was not hurt against the Rams. Stop it.
What are you talking about?
It was the second playoff game of the year last year. He was not hurt.
Running and he got hurt. Then he stopped running. Then he was a statue in the back. You don't remember that?
Will you stop it? Will you stop it? Stop it! Stop making me do this! Stop! Stop! Stop, Matt! Matt, shut up! Shut up! You gotta stop it. Just because I don't think he's the best quarterback in the NFL doesn't mean I hate him or I'm disrespecting him. The conversation with Dustin was, he said Jalen's going to lead him again because he's going to win. The only conversation was, can we stop disrespecting every great player on this football team that had something to do with the win? Like, it was not Jalen that won the game against the Rams. It was not Jalen that won the game against the Packers. He was the winning quarterback, for sure. But we have the best or second-best cornerback in the league. We have two of the best tackles in the league. We have one of the best running backs in the league. We have one of the best wide receivers in the league. We have a linebacker who has played like one of the 3 or 4 best linebackers in all of football. Can we stop saying that they're going to win because Jalen's the quarterback? Like, they won. Shut up. They won the Super Bowl for a lot of different reasons last year. Jalen played great in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. But you know what? That Super Bowl and then NFC Championship game was the defense going berserk. Sacks, turnovers, all those things. Did Jalen do his job? Absolutely. But we got to stop Dustin. If Dustin's whole reason that they're going to beat the 49ers is because of Jalen Hurts, I would be worried. It's these other great players. They deserve credit too. And if your only reason is going to be that they're going to win the playoff games because of Jalen, you're living in dreamland. You sound like a psycho. And because I say these other players should get credit because I'm a hater, it makes you sound crazy.
I've listened to you for months. The last time I called in, you wanted Tanner McKee. Your whole show was
about
Tanner McKee.
No, it wasn't. In fact, Matt, if you go and listen to that show, I opened up saying that you cannot go to Tanner McKee. But that's not what you want to hear because you're so busy being a baby about everything. I specifically said they can't go to Tanner McKee. I specifically said it. Go listen to the show. It's on YouTube. It's on podcast. You can find it everywhere. And email me the audio. SpikeEskin@gmail.com. Shut up. SpikeEskin@gmail.com. Email me the audio of me saying they should go to Tanner McKee because I didn't say it. You, in your dreamland, you want me to say it. I said he's the 7th best quarterback in the NFL. What else do you want? He walks on water, Matt. He walks on what he split the Red Sea.
I don't disagree that our defense is exceptional, and that's why we're going to win the Super Bowl. But what I don't understand, and I can't get behind, is that the man has done so many things well for this city for so many years, And you tell me a quarterback that doesn't have up and down games constantly. There is, it doesn't exist in this league.
What do you want me to say, Matt? What do you? Where do you think Jalen ranks in terms of quarterbacks in the NFL?
Six.
Okay, and I think he's seven. Call's over. I mean, like, what are we talking about? Who cares? Jesus.
We're doing so well.
What is, like, can we just stop it for 2 seconds?
It's a big charade, I know.
I never said they should go to Tanner McKee.
What?
Don't you add in.
Yeah, I need you to shut up right now.
Yeah. Everyone's got to shut up. I think he's eighth.
The whole show
ish
said that they shouldn't go to Tanner McKee.
If they were playing bad, I would go to him.
Well, Jack, not me.
I was curious how the offense would look with Tanner in there.
That was Jack.
Definitely curious. It didn't look that great. And maybe Petullo is an idiot.
Can we do the bell?
Yeah, I got it.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I was just on Wikipedia. Jalen built the pyramids. He was actually the first man to walk on the moon. He chopped down the cherry tree. Did the Gettysburg Address.
Who chopped down the cherry tree, Fritz?
George Washington.
There you go. Whoa.
Next question. Right. Next question.
Right.
Yeah, never a doubt.
Never a doubt. You were a history teacher.
Almost a history teacher, yes. Everyone talks about it.
How much black history do you know?
A lot.
I didn't mean to say that.
Thank you for that.
Well, that was actually.
Thank you.
That was unnecessary.
But it just came out too easy, man.
It was real. It was unnecessary. Giglio's had the belt for 3 weeks. I don't even know why Giglio got the belt in the first place, to be honest with you.
That show was on a crusade against Jalen.
That was. The midday show was, for sure. So the question is, did anyone at WIP do enough to take the belt from Joe Giglio? The answer is yes, and here's what that person did.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
That was a hockey game, ladies and gentlemen. Last night was a hockey game. Cutter Gauthier, what a clown. I mean, an absolute scum. A big pile of you-know-what. He touches the puck the whole place. Boo! Boo! It was incredible.
Is this mic not on?
And then Zegras comes in and has two clap daddies from the same spot right by the goal line. My God, was that filthy. Sick pass by Dvorak. Sick pass by Cam York. What a silky dish. Let me tell you something. Zegras is a player. All right, iconic moment last night with the celebrations, picking up the phone, hanging it up, because the last time the Ducks gave him a ring, he said, go get shipped to Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, they shipped to Philadelphia. Oh, you want to get shipped to Philadelphia? My guy is popping off on a 40-goal rate right now. It's incredible. Dvorak, I'm not even mad about his contract. Let me tell you something. Hathaway last night throwing the bodies. He decapitated two humans. He literally took their heads off twice and dropped the mitts and said, let's go. Let's go. And Radko Gudas, he started throwing uppercuts. Last night was incredible.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, wow.
I'm just insulted we're giving the belt to a guy that's trying to take my job.
Yeah, well, the committee voted. The committee voted. That was the most passionate rant of the week.
Yeah.
It was. It was a good one.
Wow. It was a good one.
When he's in the middle of those rants, I don't catch everything that he's saying.
Oh, yeah, because you're looking at it. It looks so crazy.
He decapitated two people?
Yeah. And he goes, I think he said he literally decapitated. Yes. No, he literally did not. Figuratively, he may have. 215-59. Congratulations, bro. Did you get the belt even though you're gunning for my seat? Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. Oh. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
Gentlemen, yeah, I mean,
been missing you, brother. Been missing you.
I miss y'all too, man. You know, it's a new year, and I just want to say something real quick because it's playoffs before I go into the speech. Yeah, I mean, look, this is, yeah, I mean, for everybody, this is a back to back inundation of blood tour. So, look, all the WIP, we need all y'all on this blood type of time. The mornings, Joe the Camera, John Bloody Face Richie, Real Hughes, James Seltzer, middays, Joe Giglio, Hugh Broccoli Fire, Douglas, Kyle Quinn, afternoon, Freak Bull Show, Ike, say it again and I'll beat you with my neck, Ro Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz, and all of Philadelphia. Hey, yo, Jackie, hit the music. Look, we ain't wasting no time. Everyone in the concrete jungle need to eradicate the bitch in their system. The time starts now, and ain't no turning back. The road to Sierra Bravo 60 will be inundated with blood until the last drop right on the chip. F all the doubters. F all the haters. F all the distractions. Wonderful. We're going to F them all and watch them fall. The fire is lit and we are not turning it out. We're not letting the foot off the gas. We will keep fueling it. The stage is set. It's Broken Arrow. Every terror department will be released. The birthplace of America was built off of this. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for the love of war. Soldiers for life. We are who we are. Philly, I love you. We were born with the warrior in our system. All through our veins, we bleed green. It is in us, so get in touch with that. I did leg day today and got the main vein activated. No blue shoes needed. And I will do the same on Sunday. Always ready for all types of action. All of you male suckers, boneless wing eating suckers, don't want to go outside because it's cold and want to stay in because it's cuddle season, eating Twinkies and Glizzies in a home your woman pays for. Keep staying home and be gangsters on the computers, punks. It's a man's world, and we are not cut from the same cloth. Warriors, lace up your boots and apply your full battle rattle. Deployment marching orders. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles. We do not fear the valley. We call it home. We do not fear reality. We live it. We do not fear the nightmares because we breed them. Ain't no fear. Ain't no pain. We suffer with a smile and take souls. In every battle, there comes a time when both sides consider themselves beaten. Then he who continues to attack wins. We will continue to attack. Season of violence. Violence will be produced. Violence gets results. Any of you slap and tickle suckers get in the way, then you will be part of the back-to-back inundation of blood. That's the type of time we on. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, Iron Reels from North Philly, Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Sergeant Major of Philly. I'm ready to live, but prepare to die. Let the violence be with you, suckers. Peace.
Wow. A strong one from Rios. He is in playoff
form. Playoff mode.
Yes. He had the bye week.
Hold up.
He had the bye week. What? Which one are you going to do? Did you write it down?
It's the vein one.
The main vein?
Well, that's the second one.
Okay.
He started off with Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I did not hear that one.
It may not be one we're proud of.
No.
But then he went to the leg day and activating the main vein.
Yes. And he threw the B word in there. There was a B word.
Yep.
There was.
He did. He warned me of that one.
Okay.
We let that go.
We did.
Yep.
No blue chews needed.
Yep.
Did like that today.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers.
Oh,
online
man.
At marks-jewelers.com. You can only choose one. Bichette sides with the Phils. Eagles beat the Niners. 63% Eagles beat the Niners. I need Tommy down the shore because that dude, I'm still mad at that other caller. Tommy down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank God grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yeah, why? Yes, Mike. Yes, Jack. Best season baloney business, baby. Oh, man. Fired up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must be really in your element this week.
I'm so fired up. I've been like shadow boxing. I've been dancing. I've been swimming. I've been doing jumping jacks. I've been synchronized swimming by myself. You know what I mean? Very excited. I'm just so excited for this Sunday. And to help celebrate this joyous occasion with the Birds in the postseason once again, I felt it necessary to put together two new pieces of poetry that I would love to share and recite with you gentlemen.
I would love that. And I'm just going to let it slide that you said you were synchronized swimming by yourself.
By himself,
yeah.
Yep.
That's right. A lot of people they can't understand that, but that's something I invented on my own. You know what I mean?
Well, I suppose you could never not be synchronized. You've sort of found a cheat code to synchronized swimming.
That's right. It's a lot easier this way. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I can do all the moves I'm going to do. You know what I mean?
All right, Baloney Soprano. Let's hear these new poems.
So this first piece is a tribute to the Birds as we enter the postseason. It's called The Birds, The Birds, The Birds. You got to say it just like that, like a lunatic. You know what I mean?
Okay, The Birds, The Birds, The Birds. Here we go.
That's right. The Birds, The Birds, The Birds are flying through the air. They're the kings of the tush push. In France, they call it derriere. The Birds, The Birds, The Birds are going to win the Super Bowl. To get some hoagies ready with lettuce, tomatoes, and all. The Birds, The Birds, The Birds.
Is that the whole thing?
That's it. Maybe we just need to keep trying to shout and burn, burn, burn. You know what I mean? I'll just dance like a lunatic. I do poetry like a lunatic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The Birds, The Birds, The Birds. Okay.
It feels nice. It feels nice, doesn't it?
It does. It actually, I kind of like that. It could replace the Eagles chant. The Birds, The Birds, The Birds.
It could be a kind of complimentary kind of thing. You know what I mean?
All right, so you said you have two poems. What is the second one?
The second is more like classic baloney soprano delicatessen philosophy.
Okay.
This is titled Life is Pepperoni.
Oh, sounds beautiful.
Jack, it's so beautiful. You're going to start crying after you hear this poem. Because I'm crying. I'm going to start crying while I'm doing it.
Okay.
Here we go. Very philosophical. Life is pepperoni. And I truly do believe life is pepperoni or mozzarella cheese. Life is pepperoni on its own or on a slice. Life is pepperoni, and pepperoni is life. I'm not sure what it means, but it's very philosophical.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you what exactly the goal is.
It's like six words just switched around.
Welcome to Baloney Soprano.
That's it. I'm not, sometimes it's just the poetry's flowing through me.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it means.
Yeah.
But I know it's very philosophical. That's all I know. You know what I mean?
Well, heading into a playoff game, I think we need to play the hits. could we get Is It All or Is It Oil? Are you prepared for that? I didn't prepare you for that. Would you be able to do that?
Absolutely. This is postseason all. Here we go, baby. Is it all or is it oil? Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants grow? In a soil or in a soil? Is it all or is it oil?
You are fired up,
man. A little anger in that one.
That's the postseason version. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the Birds, The Birds, The Birds got you to a level, and you haven't been able to get down from that level.
Octane, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Could you give us the, I mean, your I would say your crowning achievement, your biggest hit. Why can't I think of the title?
Eat the Gabagool.
Eat the Gabagool. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. I'm still messed up from that other caller. All right, go ahead.
And this is like the original delicatessen philosophy. I'm not entirely sure what this means either, but this is kind of the original delicatessen philosophy. And this is the postseason version. Here we go. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool. What's the Gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of ham. Eat the gabagool and soon you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool and soon you'll be the man.
There we go. Well done, Tommy.
That was like a whole that's like an entire poetry session right there.
Yes. Bologna Soprano is in his bag right now, as the kids say.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we have Nick Kostos from You Better You Bet on around 2:40 every Friday, and he gives his pick for the Eagles game. But I think everyone knows that the biggest pick, the one that everyone depends on, comes from you. And this is the position we're in. Eagles 49ers, Sunday 4:30. What are you thinking?
Well, listen, we're the defending champs. We're proven in the postseason. I believe in the team. And hey, most importantly, I believe in the fans. We got the best fans, the best stadium, and the best city in the universe. Niners are a good team. I'm not going to underestimate them. This will be a tough game, but we shall prevail. The Bologna Soprano prediction is 31-21 Birds.
Okay. That's confident, but it's not. When you said you were going to respect the Niners, I thought we were going to hear a 41-3 at the end of that. So 31-21. Okay. Well, right. 31 points.
I'm not trying to get too overzealous. We got a long way to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what I would suggest for you is if we're going to have a long playoff run, we're going to need a lot out of you. So maybe take a breather out of this call because it felt like you were, you know, you really hit 10 on this one. So rest up and, you know, get your swimming, your dancing all out of your system. And then we plan on talking to you next week for another prediction as well. All right, Tommy?
Absolutely. I'm going to rest my body in some ice because I'm so fired up. You know what I mean? Got to rest in ice. Or do you sit in ice or lay in ice? I'm not sure what you do in ice. Something in ice. I'm going to rest in ice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would say lay in ice, right? Yeah.
I'm going to lay in ice. I'm going to lay in ice. Absolutely.
We'll see you then.
Absolutely. But thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Yo, Burns. Bologna Sopranos over and 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 over now.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
He didn't know how to say goodbye.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you know how to get out of here.
Yeah, it was that awkward pause. I was like, all right, are you leaving or not? You got to say your sign-off.
Man, so if they lose, I mean, Tommy's like done.
I would assume we'll need like a farewell wrap-up the season.
A post-mortem.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to say goodbye. I'm used to 4:42 on Fridays. We have Tommy.
I love the poems. What did we think of the birds?
Tommy's gone. Rio's maybe gone.
Yeah. Don't worry. Tornado's still here. Yeah.
We know what happens when Rios doesn't have the hype-up speech to do.
Yeah.
We can get a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
You know.
I like the birds.
Yeah.
Feels like I can catch on.
And what about Life is Pepperoni?
So I actually like that one way more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ike's observation there that it was six words all just mixed around each line, I think was a good one. Jack, everyone is waiting around the radio. They call their relatives. They're like, what is coming up in the top 5 at 5? They need to know.
Well, as always, if there's someone that needs to get you ready for Eagles postseason football, it's me.
Yes.
And we can't start this postseason without a nice trip down memory lane to last postseason.
Oh.
The 5 best moments of last postseason.
Ooh, okay.
Pass play.
Exactly. I knew where you're going.
Does it make it?
So I have 3 in my head already without that pass play. Now we got it. Now this is going to be good. Yeah. I don't know that you can come up with 5 without the dagger in it.
Yeah, I know.
We'll see.
You'd have to really reach.
Yeah, well, and if anyone will do that, it's you.
You know you will.
All right, the top 5 of 5. We will relive the 5 best moments from the playoffs last year as we get you ready for the playoffs this year. One more hour left in Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the wild card round is here, and FanDuel is turning on playoff mode. All customers get a profit boost pack every NFL playoff game day. Now, each game day during the wild card round, you'll find a pack loaded with multiple profit boosts waiting for you in the app. Pick the matchups that you believe in and make your bets. I got one that I'm totally locked in on. That's Eagles Niners. Are you kidding me? Eagles, that line is up to 6 now, -6. That's telling me a lot of people are confident in the Birds at home versus this depleted San Francisco roster. Give me the birds at home, minus the 6 points. Now, take a shot on an upset, or you could build a parlay that fits the moment, then apply your profit boost and go after even bigger payouts while the playoffs keep rolling. Now, visit FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL, and grab your profit boost pack every NFL playoff game day.